It's time for Lincoln County Connections on KNPT, KWDP, and KBCH. Here's your host, Casey Miller.
Good morning, Misty.
Good morning.
Well, pleasure having you on. You know, I got the tickler. You had your annual meeting, and I just missed you on that. But was the annual meeting really a public meeting anyways, or was
yes.
that your board meeting?
It was a public meeting of all the members of BiLocal. And so if you were a business member or just an individual member, you are welcome to attend.
Yeah. Well, sorry I didn't catch you a little bit earlier, but of course I'm sure it's not too late at all.
It's never too late.
And you guys have been going for quite some time now. Have you passed the five-year mark?
I think we're past the five-year mark.
Wow. Yeah. You know, I remember the earlier discussions about this, and maybe even before BiLocal, when people really seemed to be having this kind of movement to think about, you know, shopping local and the multiplier effect. The first time I heard that, and always maybe been an emphasis of the Small Business Development Center anyways. But mm-hmm. can you talk a little bit about that kind of that concept? I mean, it really goes farther when you buy local, but how does that work?
So, well, one of the things that I think started the whole buy local thing is, you know, people say, oh, well, you're against big chains and you're just for these little tiny small businesses, and we're really not. We're about buying in your local community. And what we've asked people to do is make a small shift in their spending. Now, all of us have spending that we can spend on restaurants, that we spend on clothing, that we spend on eyeglasses or whatever that is that we spend. We have discretionary money that we spend. And so we're asking people to take a look at that discretionary money they spend and try to find ways to spend it locally. And one of the things that people don't realize is, let's say you go down to, you know, local store number one, and you use your credit card.
Yeah.
There's all those credit card fees don't stay locally.
Mm.
They all go to New York, New Jersey, you know,
sure.
big banks way out of town. And so, you know, just buying with your credit card here, you're giving some of the money away to an out-of-town entity anyway. So then you take into that all the catalog shopping and the online shopping and the Amazon Prime and, you know, all
yeah.
this really cool shopping that we do online. But, you know, several of those items are available locally from your local store. And when you take that discretionary money you have and then you spend it out of the community, and then when your son is in Little League, you run back to that local business and say, hey, give us $100 so that our kid can play soccer. And you haven't, like, patronize that business, but yet you want things from them. If those businesses are going to stay in business, we have to support them by buying from them.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems, it does. It seems like, you know, looking back to my days in the 90s and early 2000s in radio,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so much about that was really generating a local business and effectiveness of their messages. And I really feel like we've all kind of grown through this time of seeing, you know, larger box stores, of course, and seeing technology. And it's kind of this balance here because we need to utilize things like the new technology. But there are ways we can utilize them in a local way. And I would say you're one of the best people who's informed to take some of these digital products and really think about it in a local way.
Mm-hmm.
And does the Small Business Development Center... Now, how do you guys, just to segue here for a second, I mean, you guys address those things with some of your programs.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts on some of the things you're doing?
Well, I think one of the things we have to do is educate our businesses to be better businesses as far as, you know, are you opened? You know, there's some people say,
yeah.
well, I would shop locally, but I
sure.
went to the store and they're never open on weekends and they're a retail store. And that's the only day I have off to work or, you know, or they're closed at bizarre times, so they're not consistently opened. And so we do things of making yourself a business that people will patronize, that people will come there. And then also, you know, the display of your products and advertising what you have, you know, all those things help to, you know, if you have, you know, a particular product that somebody may be looking for, you need to make it readily available so they can find it. And that's one of the reasons our website's so nice, is they can put in keywords into the website. So if you typed in shoes into buylocallincolncounty.org, you would see all the businesses that sell shoes.
Yeah.
And it may not be, you know, you may find that exact same pair of shoes online that you find here, but you could have it today if you buy it here. And
yeah.
it takes a conscious effort. It's easy to shop in all these online places. It's so easy. Jump on your cell phone, buy a pair of shoes. It takes an effort to think about supporting those local businesses. We have to do that because these are the kids in our little league team. These are the kids that are going to our school. These are the jobs for our children. You have a 16-year-old trying to find a job. You know, it's these small businesses that are hiring them.
Yeah. Well, we have Misty Lambrecht on the program today. We're talking about Buy Local, talking to you about the Small Business Development Center. She does a lot of work with them. Well, let's take a quick break and jump in more to this Buy Local concept, and we'll be back in a moment on Connections.
Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections on KBCH, KWDP, and KNPT.
Thanks for joining us today on Lincoln County Connections. We're talking about Buy Local Lincoln County. Misty Lambrecht is with us today. And so this concept of Buy Local, Misty, it feels like to me Buy Local is a good cheerleader in addition to having 10 techniques. But can you talk maybe about those services?
A show that was on this station 30 minutes ago. And so you, as a business, can be on the Buy Local radio show and talk about your business. So that's one of the things we offer. We have a website that we allow you to put a page up. It has information about your business, your hours, your time, your website, what you do, and then it's searchable, and it's Google searchable too. So, I've had businesses. Locally, there was a business who does golf carts repairs, and if you typed in golf cart repairs, he does not have a personal website, and the Buy Local page came up.
Gotcha.
Like first page for, Oregon Coast repair of golf carts, and there's a lot of golf carts here. You'd be surprised.
And let me ask you about that. So part of what you do or part of the advantage of being part of your network or our network with Buy Local is search engine placement.
Mm-hmm.
Can you expand on that a little bit? Why does that work that way?
Well, we put in, in this particular person's case, we put in that he sells, does golf cart repair, that he sells golf carts, and he doesn't have a website. So his only website presence was on the Buy Local page, which he paid $25 a year for. And so when somebody did a search on that, because those were the words within the content of the Buy Local page on his particular page, it didn't go to the front page of Buy Local. It went to his individual page within. Because search engine optimization works by content.
Yeah.
It's not, you don't just put a big long list of keywords anymore. We actually had in the content of his page golf cart repair.
Okay, great example there. Here is somebody, a local business. Here's this unique service. Was he surprised to learn this? I mean, does he understand at this point, like, wow, that's a great benefit?
Yeah, it was. It was actually surprising to him because he came in to talk to me about a website, and he said, I don't have anything. I'm on Buy Local, and I think I have something there. And so I just typed in golf cart repair in Newport, Oregon, and boom, he was right there.
Yeah.
And I was wow.
And it still seems like for some there may be a learning curve that, you've got to get this presence. I mean, people are looking at their phones. They're trying to figure out, man, how can I get my golf cart fixed? And, I would dare say, fewer and fewer and fewer people are even looking for that type of thing in the yellow pages.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah. I do a lot of analyzing people's websites and things and looking at the Google Analytics system to see where traffic comes from.
Yeah.
And traffic comes from Google Organic Search, and some social media is usually the top thing. And then you move down into Bing, into Yahoo, or it's usually down quite a bit, but Google Organic Search and mobile. People are looking on mobile phones.
So they get a presence within the Buy Local website, the network, maybe a few other things that come with the business.
Then we also post about them on our Facebook page, so we try to get every single business that has some kind of poster in the year. And then we ask, we understand all people can't do this, but we ask people to give an incentive, which is usually an upsell. So if you buy $50 of product and you are local and you show me your little green keychain, I will give you maybe 5% off or something like that, or a free cup of coffee with a meal or something like that, to encourage those Buy Local members to come into your store. And so we have this whole incentive program and we promote those incentives. We have a newsletter that goes out, which we're going to try really hard to improve this year. We're going to do like a month where it's contractors, and we'll have all the coupons and information about contractors and the incentives that they offer. And then maybe the next month will be retail stores, or the next month will be banking. And so we're really trying to push that information out to our members about what's available locally and promoting those businesses. That they're here and that you can shop there. And they do have cool stuff.
Well, and you said that as far as personal membership goes, you're around 900 people. So that's a pretty big network of people.
It is.
I mean, really it is. And so pushing those incentives is just a way to open up, you know, an audience that might not have at this moment taken a look. But they see some, you know, some unique value and at least they're learning about it. They may not maybe even use that as an incentive, but they might have created some recognition there.
Mm-hmm. And the more and more, because it's free to join as a personal, as a person, it's free to join, we're getting more and more people joining, so there's more and more of these green key tags circulating throughout the county. And then we, of course, have our website that has a constant update of where those benefits are.
Yeah. Yeah, so your team, your board, you mentioned maybe you were looking for some South County representation.
Yeah.
You feel like you've got a lot of North County. What would be the process? I mean, how would someone find out about that?
So if you were interested in joining our board, you do need to be a member of BiLocal, and that could be an individual member or a business member. It's we're one of the organizations that doesn't have 1,000 board meetings, you know, or things like that. We have 4 quarterly board meetings. And then what we're asking people to do, if you're on the board, or just even anybody could do this, is getting people to join. So you might be asked to sit at the fair, or you may be asked to sit at a local event with a booth, and we'll provide you all the information about that.
Yeah.
And so you occasionally, you're trying to get people to join, because the more individuals, the personal people we have to join, the more people with the key tags, then the businesses see more of a benefit, because there's more key tags coming in, and they know, hey, I pay $25 to be this, and here's all the response to my advertising. And then we try to get businesses to join so that we have places for people to go with their little green card.
Yeah. Yeah, we really are creating awareness about local products and services. It's a great thing. Buy local. Misty Lambrick, we'll be back in just a moment on Connections. Stay with us. And welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. We're talking about buy local Lincoln County. We have Misty Lambrick here with us today. Misty, I did want to ask you a question because you are the guru in this area. You have mentioned so far the importance of having a web presence. Could you talk about the changes that are happening and a website needing to be mobile friendly and the implications of that and search engine optimization?
Yeah,
what's that all about?
So several of the changes that have happened with Google, there's algorithm changes on a constant basis. It's really hard to keep up with that. And I go to a webinar once a month to see what newest and greatest thing has changed, because, you know, what I'm telling you today probably won't be relevant next month. But, you know, for today, the today rule is that you do need to have a mobile site, because the newer phones that are coming out, if you're not... if your site's not mobile, and you can tell if your site's mobile by opening your website up on a mobile phone, and if you have to take your fingers to stretch it out, that is not a mobile site. That's not configured for mobile. A mobile site will fit into a mobile screen and scroll just up and down, not side to side. Okay, so you don't have to stretch it to see the content. So if you do not have that kind of a site, a website, then these newer phones that are going to come out, your site's not going to come up. It's not going to be searchable, because why would these mobile companies and the whole mobile search thing send someone to a site that's not searchable?
Yeah.
So if you currently don't have a site that's searchable and you're trying to maybe you run an advertisement or something that you're sending to people to from a mobile phone to something, send them to Facebook, your Facebook business page, because that is mobile, rather than sending them to a non-mobile website.
Oh, I see. So there's a temp fix.
Yeah, there's a temporary fix.
Huh.
But, yes, mobile is extremely important to have that mobile page.
Well, and somebody like you, for example, you're present at these BiLocal meetings, you know, you're part of this network. You know, is this the type of information that's going to be exchanged as a part of business membership? I mean, there's a lot to learn through mentorship, it sounds like.
Yeah, and the Small Business Development Center helps with that, and we have provided some of this information out to businesses. And, you know, things like be open you know, state what your hours are and stick with the hours you have posted. If you say you're open at 2 o'clock, you need to be open at 2 o'clock. I mean, yes, we all have little emergencies, but 95% of the time, if you say you're open at 2 o'clock, you need to be open at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the way it is.
Yeah.
And then you need to call people back, and you would be surprised at the number of people who do not return phone calls.
This might be your
And then another thing that I really have to push on this, if you, let's say that you're on Facebook, you have a business page on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
If you are on Facebook, be on Facebook. So I'm a horror story, a business here in the county had somebody send them a message, wanted to ask them about doing business with them. And they were not keeping up with their Facebook page because the person who had done it quit, left, whatever. And so I talked to the owner and I said, hey, did you see that? That's really cool. Did you do that? And he's like, I don't do Facebook.
Hmm.
And I was like, somebody else does.
Yeah.
You know, so just be where you say you are.
Good lesson, because if you are going to be there, and some people are communicating that way, and you know, if you're going to choose to be on there, they might not choose to reach out to you otherwise, mm-hmm. and maybe that seems kind of like an inconvenience. So just pull it off.
Yeah,
if you're
just,
not going to use it.
If you're not going to be there, don't be there. And that's, you know, consistent across the board. And if you have a contact form on your website, make sure that it works and you respond to people who contact you. Just be sure that you respond back to people. Because, you know, we're trying to get people to come into your business, and then you don't respond or you don't call back or you're not open. So we do try to coach people to be consistent. And then, of course, having a website presence at some level, because people go to websites to get contact information and hours and directions.
Yeah, you know, as much as maybe we have strengths or weaknesses in going into this kind of desktop publishing domain, it just sounds like it's almost required that you spend some time there. It's really kind of hard to effectively do business without kind of using these tools.
Yeah. I just want to say one more thing about 30% of the people who come to me that I look at their websites. Number one problem, they don't have their phone number.
There you go.
Hmm.
It's about 30%, I would say, don't have their phone number readily visible. I can see it. I can find it. It's at the bottom.
Yeah.
It's on this contact-only page. It's some weird location that nobody goes to, and they're going to the website to call you, and you have no phone number. And if you have an at-home business, I really recommend Google Voice. Because you can get a free phone number on there that will, you can turn off the camera days and things like that. So.
Well, excellent. Misty, before we close here, first, if folks want to find Buy Local Lincoln County, go online?
Like yes, on their phone at buylocallincolncounty.org. You can go on your phone or on a desktop computer, and we have a join button there. You can fill out the application, and we also have business joining there, and it goes through, and you can pay through PayPal, $25 a year.
So either as a business or a patron. And then for folks who want to learn more about all the services and classes through Small Business Development Center, what do you recommend on learning more about that?
Read the Catch the Wave that comes to your house through the mail. And then you can also call us anytime at 541-994-4166. And that they will also give you information about Buy Local, because the Buy Local secretary or office person, the person who helps us with that, is also at the Small Business Development Center.
Well, excellent. And then just the last but not least, what is the domain of Webfoot Marketing?
Webfootmarketing.net.
All right. Well, thank you, Misty Lambert. And thank you for listening to us today. We'll be back same time, same place next week on Lincoln County Connections.